We're going to start this morning with the presidency and the race for the president, and now the internal contest, which is going to play out in Fine Gael over the next number of weeks. Fine Gael MEP Sean Kelly is announcing and has announced he will seek the Fine Gael nomination to contest the presidential election, and the Ireland South MEP is with me on the line. Sean, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me in the programme this morning.
You're welcome. And a lot of requests, but I have to give priority to Radio Kerry.
Well, we appreciate that, John. We appreciate that. Tell me about how this decision came about, how you changed your mind from a number of weeks ago.
Well, as I said, Jerry, a few weeks ago, it was the hardest decision I made in politics, not to let my name go forward to contest against Murray McInnes. And it was mainly because we were probably in politics together for many years in Europe. And she was seen as the front runner for a long time. But then obviously, and unfortunately, Murray had to withdraw for health reasons. It was a whole new ballgame. And I reflected on it and I said I was the last man standing, really. There was who was expressed an interest when Murray was going forward. And now is the time to put my best foot forward and seek the nomination and see where it goes from there.
Okay, and that's why you decided to do it. Now, you said the time wasn't right. Obviously, you were, as you said, as you just mentioned there, the fact that she was a front runner at that stage probably had a lot to do with it. But you also said you still had work to do in Europe, and now the time is right this week. What do you say to those who say, look, you kind of ruled yourself out, or is that not how you see it?
Well, life is about choices, and when opportunities come and people want you to go for something, you have to go for it. You can't have everything. You can't play with two different clubs or two different counties. So obviously, if I don't get the nomination, then I will continue my work in Europe. If I do get the nomination, then I will be able to do an awful lot for Ireland and to influence how things go in a different way. But at the same time, the position of president is by far and away the highest honour politically in the land. And when people have faith in you and you think you might be able to do a good job, then the opportunity comes up and people have to make choices. So that's where I am at, and I'll see how it goes.
Were you shocked when Braid McGuinness's news came through?
I was actually very shocked, quite frankly, and very sad for her, because it was a bolt out of the blue for me. I only heard it about 10 minutes before it was announced officially. So, yes, and I was very sorry for her, because we're all ready to back her and to see how she would get on. I think she'd got on very well, but unfortunately, you never know what's around the corner in life, so you have to take things as they come and make the most of them.
Okay, and with that in mind, that's what you're doing. Now, Fine Gael announced last night, following the meeting of their senior executive, that there will be a contest, there will be a convention, and it'll happen in mid-September. You're saying you're going for it now. How confident or otherwise are you that you'll win that contest?
Well, it's hard to know, because really it's only starting now, so I'll have to see. Obviously, being in Europe, I wouldn't be as close to the members of the parliamentary party as you would be if you were working with them in the Dáil and the Shannon every day, but I know quite a few of them as well, so I'll have to try and do a bit of convincing there, and I'll hopefully get some allies with me to see it and then let them make their choice to see who they think would be best to represent them and represent Ireland, and that's all you can do in the circumstances in which you find yourself.
Yeah, and that's what you're trying to do now. You've been on the phones, I take it. What sort of support have you been getting?
Well, that was one of the reasons I changed my mind, because when I did decide not to go over a month ago, I was over in Europe. I was about to lead a delegation from Europe to New Zealand for discussions with the New Zealand Parliament and trade and so forth. And I really didn't get a chance to suss out what the feelings was on the ground. But over the last couple of weeks, now that the Parliament is closed, I've been on the country and around Kerry, and I was down in your own neck of the woods on August 15th for the fair. And everywhere I went, people were saying to me, Sean, we're very disappointed mind you didn't go forward. We were looking forward to canvassing for you. We had the shoes bought to go from the doorsteps, and indeed we were looking forward to you inviting us to the Oris for tea. And I kind of said, you know, I was kind of sorry in the sense that, you know, that I hadn't been aware of that type of support. And that wasn't just in Kerry, it was everywhere and from all different people, male and female, young and old. So when the chance came up again and again over the last few days, everybody, everywhere I went, people were saying, no, go for it. So that I have the interest and the enthusiasm and the energy, I think reflecting what people are saying, it gives me great hope that things might work out well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what's your view then on what is being talked about at the top level of Fine Gael? Even when the announcement was made, there was discussions and words coming through that Heather Humphreys was the perceived choice of the senior ranks within Fine Gael, and she'll provide serious, if she does declare, which I'm intending, but I imagine she will, she'll provide serious competition.
Yeah, but that's the life of competition, isn't it? The closer the competitors are, in some respects, the better the competition. And if she or someone else goes forward, I'll just have to deal with that and put forward my own credentials, let people look at them and let them make up their own minds. You can't obviously force anybody to vote any particular way. I think you have to accept the genuine intentions of everybody to do what is best for the party and for the country, and that's all you can do. And I hope that enough of them would be able to say that I would be a suitable person, and that's the way it will have to pan out. And I won't be concentrating on commenting really much about any other candidates or anything else. I'll be concentrating on myself and what I have to offer.
Well, there's a contest within Fine Gael, and then you have to think about the contest across the country, and there's two battles to be won if you are to be president come November. Two very different types of battles. The first one, I suppose, political. Second is putting yourself forward to the country as a president. How are you going to address that if it does come to it? If you do win the Fine Gael nomination, would you be confident that you'll put in a good showing and win the presidency?
That would be the intention, definitely, but to get the nomination is the first hurdle. There's no point talking about playing in that Ireland final unless you have the semi-final played first. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the situation here for the next couple of weeks. I have to try and see what support I get from the parliamentary party and the broader membership. I think it will be good for the party, and I think they would appreciate it to have a contest, particularly for the membership to be able to express their views. We didn't have a contest in the party, you know, for a long time, actually, going back to the contest between Simon Coveney and Leo Varadkar. That's the last time that the members had an opportunity to vote. And I think for a presidential candidate, the highest, by far and away the highest political honour in the country, it would be good for the membership to have a say in that as well. So I think they would appreciate a contest. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, and that's, I suppose, all part of the calculation that goes with. Are you ready for the rough and tumble of it, or would you be? Do you think you are? This election is unique in Ireland with the way it can go.
Yeah, you're right. You can never be 100% certain. And certainly, and I think this put a lot of people off going forward. The experience in the last number of elections was that it was very cruel, very hard, very unfair in some respects on some candidates who suffered, I would say, emotionally and in other ways as well. And you just have to hope for the best and take it on. But Kerry men are tough, and when it comes to it, we can deal with it, hopefully.
Yeah, you certainly can. As things stand, Sean, if you do, and again, you're talking about what if, what is, would you be sad to say goodbye to Europe if you were successful?
Yeah, obviously, when you leave anything, there's a little bit of regret. But I mean, if you're going from an MEP to being president of the country, there isn't much to be sad about, really, is there, in that regard? Because it opens up new opportunities to do things and new challenges. And new challenges are very good for people in life. And you'd have a lot of support. And of course, you wouldn't be saying bye-bye completely to Europe, because you'd have a lot of context there.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of opportunities to engage with them in different ways into the future. And I'd have a whole pile the context there, and good friends, and you'll be able to maintain different contacts with them, and there'll be different events coming up, etc., which you'd be able to help Ireland and help Europe as well.
Yeah, Sean, final point. Do you think there's an element of destiny about all this? the surprising nature in which Mairead McGuinness stepped back. You had let it go. You said it was one of the most difficult decisions you'd made in your political life. And now here is another chance. You've talked about the presidency for a long time, for many years now, considering running. And that opportunity has provided you with an opportunity to it. Or fate, I suppose, has provided you with an opportunity for it.
Yeah, that's interesting because even 14 years ago, I was asked would I consider going forward for the presidency, and I declined at that stage. I was just over in Europe starting off, so I didn't have much of an opportunity to make an impact, which I have had now, thankfully. But life is funny. Anytime you think that thing is going to happen or that there's destiny in your favour and so forth, around every turn, there can be a different situation. So, yeah, it is an opportunity now, but we'll see. You never know. Really how it pans out. It's like teams favoured for all Ireland, something's going to happen and then something changes, and you never know in life. You have to take it as it comes, and this is, as you said, an opportunity that has opened up. Either way, I'll be glad that I put my name forward and took the opportunity at least to have a go, as opposed to not going forward at all.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Sean, we'll look the best of luck with it. We'll see what happens over the next number
thanks
of weeks.
But
thanks
Jerry.
For taking time to talk to us this morning. That's Sean Kelly, Ireland South MEP, on why he is seeking the Fine Gael nomination for the presidency. There is a contest within the party. We heard from Bobby O'Connell yesterday saying he was hoping for a contest, thinking that Sean should run. The Fine Gael executive meeting last night, saying that yes, there will be a contest. It looks like, and there could be others, but it looks like it'll be Sean Kelly versus Heather Humphreys. We'll see how that one goes. Listener gets in touch, says, good morning, Jerry. Beautiful morning. Thank God it's great news. Sean Kelly is leaking to run for the president. He's a good man, straight and honest. Absolutely delighted, says this listener. Another caller gets in touch and understands the Fine Gael party met last night to discuss the presidential candidate. And this morning we hear they've decided to open it up to nominations. From our caller's point of view, it looks like Fine Gael don't want this. They want Heather Humphreys to go forward automatically. Well, obviously they do. If they've opened up nominations, it opens the way for Sean Kelly to run, and for anyone else within the party who thinks they'd get the support to run as well over the next couple of weeks. They have about a month to get it done. It'll probably take place the 15th or 16th of September before the Dáil resumes on the 17th. So there is time. 2 weeks for nominations and then a process, then a convention taking place on those days. So we'll see what happens. And ultimately, like everything else in politics, it'll come down to who has the votes, who has the support within the party.